Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. This is the AI Mez A from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today on the menu, IBM and Aramco open the door to a Saudi industrial agentic AI stack. The UAE wraps a $1 billion fund around its biggest ever industrial showcase. And Arabic.ai finally moves Arabic voice AI out of pilots and into production. First up, Aramco and IBM signaled their intent on Tuesday to build a deep collaboration on AI, agentic AI, automation and material science across Saudi Arabia's industrial base. The deal was unveiled at IBM's Think 2026 conference in Boston with Chairman Arvind Krishna and Aramco's Senior Vice President of Digital and Information Technology, Sami Al-Ajmi, both in the room. The framing is what's interesting here. This isn't another hyperscaler procurement deal. It's a step beyond it. Aramco brings 90 years of operational data and the world's most consequential upstream and downstream footprint. IBM brings WatsonX, agentic AI tooling, hybrid cloud, consulting muscle, and a research bench that has been quietly shipping industrial AI for years. Putting those two stacks on the same table, inside the kingdom, is a meaningful upgrade. Krishna used the Think keynote to frame 2026 as the year agentic AI enters the enterprise mainstream. Aramco gives him a starring role to point at. Why does this matter? Agentic AI in oil and gas has been talked about for 2 years and shipped almost nowhere at scale. If Aramco and IBM actually wire Watson's-class agents into refineries and asset performance, every Gulf national oil company will have to respond. ADNOC, Qatar Energy, KPC, they'll all read the signal. And for Saudi founders building vertical AI for industry, an Aramco that operationalizes agents is an Aramco that buys downstream tooling. Now this is interesting. Make It in the Emirates opened its largest edition yet at ADNEC Abu Dhabi on Monday. 1,162 exhibiting companies, 88,000 square meters, and a clutch of fresh policy announcements that pull artificial intelligence into the center of UAE industrial strategy. Industry Minister Dr. Sultan Al-Jaber unveiled DECU 180 billion in new procurement opportunities targeting the localization of more than 5,000 products. Then he confirmed cabinet approval of a DH1 billion National Industrial Resilience Fund. The Resilience Fund is the AI hook. It's explicitly designed to accelerate the adoption of artificial intelligence across production, operations and planning in food, base metals, electrical, chemical, pharmaceutical, advanced technology and construction. Dr. Al-Jaber has summed it up bluntly. AI, he said, won't just be a tool in UAE factories, it'll be an industrial brain and a partner in decision making. Why does this matter? DH1 billion is small compared with the kingdom's hyperscale AI announcements, but the design is sharper. It targets the messy middle of industrial AI adoption, the place where most factories stall. Data plumbing, integration, sovereign hosting skills. By bundling AI funding with localization mandates, the UAE is telling vendors that selling into Emirati factories from 2026 onwards means shipping with an AI roadmap. Founders building computer vision QA, predictive maintenance and supply chain agents now have a clearly funded buyer. Okay, story number three. UAE headquartered Arabic.ai has tied up with conversational voice AI specialist HeyBreeze to ship what they're calling production-grade Arabic voice AI for enterprises and Kurdistan governments. The pitch targets a market of more than 400 million Arabic speakers that's been underserved by English-first voice agents from Google, OpenAI, and Amazon. The technical division of labor is clean. Arabic.ai brings natural language processing models that handle modern standard Arabic alongside Gulf, Levantine, Egyptian, and Maghrebi dialects. That's the unsolved problem that stranded most regional voice deployments in proof-of-concept purgatory. HeyBreeze, the rebranded Breeze AI that closed a $1.3 million pre-seed led by Wamda Capital in January, contributes streaming, multi-agent orchestration, and telephony integration. The combined product is being branded the Arabic.ai Voice Agentic Platform powered by HeyBreeze. Sovereign deployment, deeper dialect coverage, and expanded agentic capabilities are all on the 2026 roadmap. Why does this matter? Arabic voice has been the single most stubborn gap in Gulf and Levant enterprise AI. Banks, telcos, and government call centers want agents that speak the dialects their customers actually use, with latency low enough for real-time conversation, hosted in region. The off-the-shelf tooling hasn't delivered. A UAE-anchored stack that nails this becomes critical infrastructure, not a feature. It also gives MEEKNA founders a credible local alternative to building voice apps on top of Western foundation models. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one through line. The Arab world has decided that the next phase of AI isn't a foundation model race, it's an industrial absorption race. Aramco and IBM are wiring agentic AI into heavy industry. The UAE is funding a DH1 billion mechanism to push AI off the slide deck and into 5,000 localized products. Arabic.ai and HeyBreeze are tackling the language layer that lets any of this actually meet a customer in their own dialect. The shift is from compute and capital, where the Gulf has obvious advantages, to integration and last-mile usability, where the work is harder, slower, and more durable. That also reframes who wins. The 2024 and 2025 chapters of MENA AI rewarded actors with sovereign-scale balance sheets. The 2026 chapter is starting to reward operators who can sit inside a regulated buyer for 9 to 18 months, integrate with messy legacy systems, train staff, and walk away with a contract that renews. That's a much wider field. The teams that ship a working agent into Kurais, Yas Island, or a Riyadh call center before year-end will write the playbook everyone else has to copy. That's the AI Mez A for Wednesday from II in Arabia. Yes, Intelligence Desk. We'll see you tomorrow.